Okay. I know you're nervous, but it's gonna be totally fine. Trust me. Driving isn't as hard as it seems. I know. But I'm not gonna judge you, and that's why I brought you all the way out here. This parking lot's completely abandoned. You're not gonna hit anything. You should be completely fine, okay? It's a little rainy, but we're just gonna do basic things. It's okay, baby. Well, you need to learn. I know you did do your driving test a long time ago, but it's been years since you've driven last, and I know you're nervous and rusty at driving, so I figured a little lesson is in order. Yeah. I know, but you have to get over me being in the passenger seat. I won't judge you. I won't yell at you. I promise I'll be really kind about, like, correcting things. Because I don't think you need. You just need to get your confidence. I think that's what 90% of driving is confidence. Feeling confident behind the wheel. And this car is so easy. It's automatic. There's a, like, a rear view camera. So when you back up, you can see. It's super nice. You have lane indicators that beep if there's proximity. There's all this, like, new fancy stuff that makes driving so much easier. You just need to feel confident behind the wheel. Because I remember your old car wasn't as new. So when you turned the wheel, it felt different. And the gas felt different. And the brakes felt different. So you just gotta get used to it here. And if you feel confident enough, you can go out on the road. And we can do some, like, road driving a bit. But I figured, you know, just basic stuff in a parking lot might be good. What do you say? Okay. All right, here. Yeah, there you go. Here, I'm gonna turn it off first. So the car's just off, and then I'll let you do everything from this, okay? So even the way the key works nowadays is way different because you gotta. Yeah. There you go. That wasn't so bad. And yeah, so right now we're in park. You gotta make sure you keep your foot on the brake though. So in modern automatic cars, when you have your foot off the brake and you're in drive, the car will just move automatically. Yeah, it won't just stop. You need to. So always have your foot on the brake. Whenever you're going into drive, just keep your foot on the brake because it will go forward if you don't. Yeah. All right. But you have to throw it in reverse too. I think the same rule applies in reverse as well, is it will just go backwards if you don't put your foot on the brake. So yeah. Always just keep your foot on the brake when you're shifting between drive, reverse, and park. Because if you don't, then, you know, it's just to keep you safe. Yes, and the parking brake is on, so you can just pull that up right there. Perfect. All right, take us back. Oh, but before you do, you can totally adjust my mirrors. It's fine. I mean, I'm also your seat too, because it's probably not comfy for you, because I'm much bigger. There you go. Just, yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's not a big deal. I can always put it back. I just want you to be comfortable, so make sure you're, like, perfectly comfortable and you can see all your mirrors and everything's A-okay before you start, like, driving. Yeah? The rear view mirror's good? Side mirrors? Okay. Now. Now you can reverse. Okay, there you go. That's perfect, baby. Yeah. It was a little jerky, but it's. No, it's not bad. All right, just make a big loop around the parking lot. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just, I think the speed limit in here is like 10 miles per hour, so not very fast. There's a couple of stop signs too, which can te I can test your stop sign skills. Okay, so the rule is for stop signs: when you get to a stop sign, and your car comes to a complete stop, which means it reads 0 miles per hour. That's when you start counting for 3 seconds. So, slow down, slow down, slow down, brake all the way, and then one Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and then you can go. Because if you don't brake all the way, or you don't stop for 3 seconds, you'll get a ticket called a rolling stop violation, which is so much fun to get. It's the most annoying ticket. And also make sure you stop at the line. Because if you go over the line, they'll say rolling stop violation. You ran the stop sign, even though you moved like an inch just to see or something. So just always stop first, count your 3 seconds. And then if you have to like look around a corner or see more, then you inch up afterwards. Because it'll save you from a ticket or a fine or whatever. Yes, you have to be smart about these things, because they'll find any excuse to get you a ticket, sadly. Now you know. But yeah, you did it perfectly. I always just do my 3 fingers. I go 1, 2, 3, and then go. You throw the Mississippis on there for some like extra jazz if you really want to be sure. I believe you go like 1 Mississippi. That's like a second exactly or something. I don't know how true that is. They always tell you that in school. Like 1 Mississippi is a second, not 1. But who knows? Yeah. No, baby, you're doing great. You're cornering a little sharp, but I think that's just because you're not used to the way the steering wheel feels. Yeah, you can totally. So instead of using the brakes so much into the corner, try to ease off the accelerator before you come into the corner, you know? So what you're doing is you're accelerating, then braking, then cornering. Instead of hitting the X, you pull back off the X as you're coming into the corner. And then you can use the deceleration naturally of you pulling off the accelerator to coast you into the corner, instead of relying on your brakes to get you through the cornering, you get me? Because what you're doing is you're, by braking, you're basically adding another force into the corner that you don't need. You can just use, I mean, unless you've gone from like a very high speed and then you're rapidly approaching the corner, the best way to do is pull your foot off the X so that you're just coming into the corner and you coast through it. It'll make it a lot smoother, because when you're braking into the corner, it feels really jerky. And it also means that you don't corner as smoothly. So try to coast the corners. That's my only thing. That's my only critique. No, you're doing great. Trust me, I would 100% trust you with my car. I'm not worried in the slightest. I just know every time I'm like, hey, you want to drive? You're always so nervous. So I figured coming out here would boost your confidence. Because I know you're a good driver. I trust you. I trust you 100%. I just know you get nervous behind the wheel. And I figured doing things like this would help you at least ease some of the nerves. Because driving is so easy. Once you get the confidence, it's a piece of cake. And there's like nothing to worry about. Granted, highways can be a little scary, and merging through 3 lanes of traffic and stuff like that, that can be nerve-wracking. But once you have the confidence to be like, you know, you know what windows you can take and what looks safe and, you know, all that kind of stuff, then it's such an easy thing to do is to drive. It's all about confidence, baby. So I'm just trying to build up your confidence. Oh, if I had to grade you, I'd give you an A+ for the day. Well, first off, you got to park, though. Mm-hmm. Right back in the space where we started. Okay. Now you got an A+. Perfect. Yeah, we can do way more. You want to do another lap? Sure. Be my guest.